The ceremony will last for approximately 1 hour. We are honored that member of the Order of Canada, Julia Koschitsky, is presiding. Mrs. Koschitsky received the Order of Canada in recognition for her dedicated promotion of education and interfaith dialogue. Guests are welcome to take photographs. However, please remain in your seats. There will be an opportunity to take photographs with the platform party following the ceremony. Please make sure that the aisles remain clear. And we are pleased to see young children here today. Please note that if children are restless or become disruptive, they should be escorted outside of the room, but it should be by someone other than the candidate, because we do need you in here. Out of respect for the dignity of the ceremony, it is not permitted to wear hats unless it is for traditional religious beliefs, health purposes, or part of an official uniform, or to chew chewing gum in the ceremony room. In a few moments, today's presiding official will enter the room signaling the opening of the ceremony. The ceremony will then proceed as follows: words of welcome, administration of the oath of citizenship, presentation of certificates, signing of the oath of citizenship form, congratulatory remarks, and the singing of our national anthem. All candidates 14 years of age and older must repeat the oath, and it is the final requirement to become a Canadian citizen. You must repeat the oath in English or French or both after the presiding official. If there is any doubt that you have taken the oath, you will not be called forward to receive your certificate today. When the presiding official administers the oath of citizenship in English and French, she will start by saying, "I swear," but you have the choice to say either "I swear" or "I affirm." During the oath, you will raise your right hand, and if you wish, you will hold a holy book in your left hand. You will then be called forward to receive your citizenship certificate, and we'll be calling you at the front. And then you will have to make your way to the Oath of Citizenship table, which is located just behind your seats, to sign the Oath of Citizenship form. So we'll ask you to come up to the front, receive your certificate, then make your way around to the table to sign the oath, and then come back to your seats. The ceremony will then end with the singing of our national anthem. We do encourage you to sing it loudly and with pride. We'll be singing a bilingual version, but you may wish to sing it in English or French. The words to "O Canada" are included in your programs. And now I'm delighted to tell you about a very special gift from the Institute of Canadian Citizenship. You might have heard about it already today. As our newest Canadians, you're eligible for a cultural access pass that will give you free admission to more than 1,200 museums, art galleries, historic sites, parks, and more for a year. You'll also get special discounts on travel and be able to discover the best of Canada from coast to coast. So you should have a pass, each of you have received a pass with your packages. All the information that you need to register is on this leaflet. And it does expire 1 year from today, so make sure you register as soon as possible to get full benefit. Just important information about your citizenship certificate. The citizenship certificate is your legal status document. It is not an identity or travel document. Its sole purpose is to prove your Canadian citizenship. A valid Canadian passport is the only reliable and universally accepted travel document that proves you have the right to enter Canada. Canadian citizens, including dual citizens, who do not have a valid Canadian passport and present a foreign passport or other document during airport check-in, may face delays or be prevented from boarding their flight to Canada. Before applying for a passport or other government services, you must wait until 2 business days after the ceremony in order to allow time for our department to confirm in our system that you're now a Canadian citizen. When you get your certificate, please ensure that the information on the front and the back of your certificate is accurate. If it contains any errors or if you have any questions, please come and see myself after the ceremony. Lastly, you should safeguard your record of landing or confirmation of permanent residence documents, as you may be required to show these at a later date, for example, for old age security benefits. Following the ceremony, you're all invited to a reception hosted by the Institute for Canadian Citizenship, which will be just outside the doors here. So we do encourage you to stay and speak again with families and that you've just received your citizenship with. Please take a moment now to turn off all your communication devices, such as your cell phones, before we start. And everyone is ready to proceed? These beautiful smiles I see here today.
All rise! Canadian citizenship is now in session.
Please be seated. We have a number of special guests with us today. Usha Srinivasan, Vice President of Learning and Insight at Mars Discovery District. Thank you for being here. Leif Bishop, Managing Director of Programs and Partnerships from the Institute for Canadian Citizenship. Thank you for being here. Ms. Koshitsky, in accordance with the provisions of the Citizenship Act, it is my privilege to present to you 49 candidates for citizenship who have complied with the requirements of the Citizenship Act and are now ready to take the oath of citizenship, the final legal requirement to become a Canadian citizen.
Good morning, everyone, and a very welcome, warm welcome to all of you. In a few moments, you will be sworn in as Canadian citizens. But before that occurs, I want to express our collective appreciation to those who have enabled this event to take place behind the scenes. They are Clerk of Ceremony, Billie Jean Dufresne, Coordinator Joanne Weselowski, Signing Clerks Mehroon Velji, Kasim Dinath, Danny Singh, and our Sergeant Penny Herman. They all deserve a round of applause. This is indeed a very special year, a very special month, and a very special day for you to be receiving your citizenship. Because this year, Canada is celebrating a milestone anniversary, the 150th birthday of Confederation, a year filled with many exciting, memorable, and meaningful events for you to partake in. And every year since 1995, the month of February is known as Black History Month. That is the date when the first Black Canadian woman, the Honorable Jean Augustine, was elected to Parliament, introducing the motion to honor the legacy of Black Canadians past and present. You will undoubtedly hear the names of Viola Desmond and Lincoln Alexander, who obtained notoriety for defying racial discrimination and breaking barriers. And today, February the 15th, is the 52nd anniversary of our national Canadian flag. I cannot think of a more wonderful day for you to be celebrating your becoming a citizen of this country. So, in the name of Her Majesty the Queen, it is my greatest honor and privilege to preside at your citizenship ceremony. Au nom de Sa Majesté la Reine, je vous souhaite la bienvenue et votre cérémonie de citoyenneté. This is a proud historic moment for all of you. It is a memory that you and your families will cherish for a lifetime. In celebration of Flag Day, I would like to frame my remarks around our beautiful, iconic red and white flag with a single maple leaf at its heart, our international symbol of Canadian unity. You can see these flags on the backpacks of Canadian travelers all over the world. You can see these flags on the podium of the Olympic and Paralympic Games. And you can see them on the uniforms of members of our Canadian Armed Forces who serve our country with great distinction. Our red and white flags mean home to all Canadians, and they inspire a fierce sense of national pride. They are a symbol of our open hearts and our open minds, of our diversity and our values, including a love of democracy and respect for our individual rights and freedoms. Above all, they are a constant reminder of the great privilege we share as citizens of this country. In 1948, I too was a new immigrant from Cardiff, South Wales, with a Welsh accent, which unfortunately I lost. I remember very vividly how I cried during my first day of school, how nervous I was, how apprehensive of the future. But with each passing day and year, my despondency turned into sheer delight at the endless opportunities this country afforded me and my family. It is moments and occasions like these that remind me, I get emotional when I say this, how fortunate I have been that my parents, Ellie and Max Podolsky, came to the shores of this country, a country which stands on the right side of history. So as I look around the room, I know that each in your own way have the ability to become a success story if you dare to dream. Because Canada is a country of dreamers, so dream big. In English et en français, our two official languages, try to master both. Become a trailblazer, make a difference, work hard, for we are an unfinished story and you can write your own chapter in it. As you each continue to pursue your different areas of interest, work, study, profession, always remember that at the end of the day, you will make a living by what you do, but you will make a life by what you share. Sharing your time, your talent, your resources with your community, your society, schools, hospitals, will make our country, as Governor General David Johnson states, an even better, smarter, and more caring country than it is today. And then one day, perhaps, you can sit where I am at this desk to welcome other newcomers to this country who are searching for a better life. Félicitations et tout mérite du succès. Congratulations to all of you.
Mrs. Kuschitsky will now administer the oath of citizenship. Would the candidates for citizenship please stand? The oath of citizenship will be administered in both English and French. It is necessary that you be seen repeating the oath. At this time, we invite everyone to stand and invite any Canadian citizens in the room to stand and reaffirm their citizenship if they wish to do so. Ms. Kuschitsky, the candidates for citizenship are ready to repeat the oath of citizenship.
I will affirm that I will be faithful.
I affirm that I will be faithful.
And bear true allegiance.
And bear true allegiance.
To Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, Queen of Canada.
To Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, Queen of Canada.
Her heirs and successors.
And that I will faithfully observe
the laws of Canada,
the laws of Canada,
and fulfill my duties as a Canadian citizen.
And fulfill my duties as a Canadian citizen.
And now in French. J'affirme solennellement que je serai fidèle.
J'affirme solennellement que je serai fidèle.
Et porterai sincère allégeance.
Et porterai sincère allégeance
à Sa Majesté la Reine Élisabeth II,
à Sa Majesté Reine Élisabeth II,
Reine du Canada,
Reine du Canada,
à ses héritiers successeurs,
à ses héritiers et successeurs,
que j'observerai fidèlement les lois du Canada,
que j'observerai fidèlement les lois du Canada,
et que je remplirai le loyalement.
Et que je remplirai loyalement
mes
obligations
de citoyen canadien.
De citoyen canadien. Please be seated.
Ms. Kuschitsky will now present the certificates of citizenship. When I call your name, please come to the front where Mrs. Kuschitsky will present you with the certificates. After you receive it, please continue to the table. So you'll come up to the front, continue to the table at the back to sign the oath, and then back to your seats. Ms. Kuschitsky, this concludes the administration of the oath of citizenship and the presentation of certificates. Okay. I would now like to invite a guest speaker, Usha Srinivasan, Vice President of Learning and Insight at Mars Discovery District.
Good morning, everyone. Let me first take this opportunity to congratulate all of you on this very special day. I'm sure everybody's feeling a little bit surreal after you, especially if you waited for 50 years to make that a step, as the gentleman pointed out earlier. First, I would like to welcome you to our space here at Mars. In case you're wondering about what this organization does, it is the largest global innovation center in the world. We work with innovators to help solve global challenges. And this building itself has a long history of innovations. Insulin was discovered here by Frederick Banting and Charles Best. And over the past 8 years, we've seen so many great innovations brought to market. And half of those innovators are foreign-born citizens that we work with here at Mars. And it could be any one of you in the future. As a new Canadian myself, I can appreciate how you must be feeling today. My own citizenship ceremony, our oath ceremony, was 3 days after I gave birth to my son, so I really remember it very clearly in my mind. And it was not an extended ceremony as this one that you have been able to participate in, so I think this is such a great opportunity today. I can say that Canada is, I feel, it's a land of opportunities. I'm a living testament of that. My port of entry into Canada was in Fredericton, New Brunswick. After my spouse and I moved here to Canada, as all other immigrant stories go, we were trying to find opportunities where we can get the right kind of experience. And the right kind of experience actually took us all the way up to Whitehorse in Yukon. And so we lived there for 3 years. I would say I strongly recommend any new Canadian to experience all of Canada. If you have ever have the chance to go to Yukon, you must. It's beautiful there. And then finally found our way back here to Toronto. I have had an amazing career and currently VP of Venture Programs here at Mars. And that I can only and this can only happen in a place like Canada, where you know, when you work hard, you're rewarded. People are willing to give you a chance. You know, when I was new here and didn't know very many people, they show compassion, they're empathetic, and they recognize your potential. As new citizens, I encourage you to embrace this country fully, be engaged in outside of your communities, volunteer, participate fully, and contribute and learn from other equal Canadians and contribute to the growth. I wish you all the very best on behalf of myself and the rest of Mars. And again, congratulations today.
Thank you, Yusha. I'd like to now present Mars Discovery District with a certificate of recognition. This certificate is presented to organizations who have promoted the value of citizenship and offer time and energy to welcoming people who have chosen Canada as their new home. So I would like Usha to accept on behalf of Mars. We will now ask Ms. Koschitsky to provide her closing remarks.
Thank you. Well, today is not only a proud moment for all of you, but it is a very proud moment for Canada, because today it has been strengthened and enriched by 49 new citizens from 20 countries. So now you are officially part of the Canadian story. Our history is your history. Our laws are now your laws. Our identity is your identity. So the responsibility to act in good faith and loyalty now rests in your hands. My wish for all of you is that all your plans and heart's desires will come to fruition, and we all look forward to hearing about your success stories moving forward. Congratulations and every good wish.
We are very fortunate to have 25 grade 5 students here with their teacher, Ms. Morrissey, and some parent volunteers with us here today. The class is doing a social studies unit on citizenship, and they've come here today all the way from Dufferin's Bay Public School in Durham District School Board to lead us into singing a bilingual version of O Canada. You have been very wonderful and patient throughout this ceremony. Please welcome me. Please join me in welcoming these students. We will ask that you all rise for the singing of our national anthem. Thank you very much to the grade five students for helping us sing the national anthem.